我今天晚上开始看第二章。
Today we want to look into chapter 2.
我们是在感谢主，在有他给我们一本马可福音。
Indeed, we thank the Lord for giving us this book of Mark.
叫我们知道什么叫做真正的服事。
So that we indeed know what is true service.
服事不是单单是供应一些人的需要。
That service is not merely meeting the needs of some people.
服事乃是把神的心思作为供应的内容。
But service is to allow the heart of God to be the center of that provision.
我们看到在马可福音的里边，很重的给我们看见主所做的比主所说的要更多。
And in the book of Mark, we can see what is recorded, what the Lord actually did more than what he said.
在马太跟约翰呢，我们是看见主所说的比主所做的要多。
And then we can see in the book of Matthew and the book of John, we can see the Lord's words are more than his actions.
但在马可福音里头，你刚好翻过来看见。
But in the book according to Mark, we can see it is the opposite.
你一直看见主在那里做。
We can see the Lord continues to work.
但是我们不能不问。
But we cannot but ask.
主做的是什么？
What is it that the Lord is doing?
如果主所做的只是叫人感觉舒服，感觉有享用，那这个也没有什么特别。
And if the work of the Lord is only for the man's comfort and enjoyment, then there's nothing special about it.
在马可福音里头，我们看见主的确是做了很多。
And in Mark, we can indeed see that our Lord did much.
但是主的所做，总是把人带到神的面前。
But all the work of our Lord indeed brings man before God.
今天下午，我在信箱里面收到的一些信件当中，有一个香港的一个神学院的约翰。
And in the mail this afternoon, I received a monthly magazine from a theology school in Hong Kong.
那这个神学院的院长还算是有点准确的。
And the principal of this theology school, he is accurate.
那只是有点而已。
He's just a bit accurate.
大概最近他有别的事情到其他地方去，就有另外的一个人来做代院长。
And so, because he has some matters to deal with, he went away, so someone is a substitute principal temporarily.
那么这一次的月报的里边，那个头条的文章就是这个代院长写的。
And so the headline for this month's article in that magazine was written by the substitute principal.
我早知道这个人他的倾向、爱好、主张是什么。
And I foreknew already what this person's habits, inclination, and what his interests were.
但是在他这一篇文章的里头，他就完全没有保留的暴露出他就是一个新派的人。
But in this article which he wrote, he without any reservation, it revealed that he was of the new sect.
他就是说，教会很重要的就是服务。
And what he emphasized on that in the church, what is important is service.
不单是服务，并且服务的对象以穷人为主。
And that not only to be service, but that the service should be centered upon the servant.
当然我们
to be centered around the poor.
当然我们在服事的对象上面，我们不能分穷人、富人。
Of course, our service cannot be distinguished that way to the poor or to the wealthy.
因为都是亚当的后代。
Because they are all descendants of Adam.
在神的眼中看来，都是贫乏的，不能再贫乏的。
And so, in God's sight, they are all poor and needy to the utmost.
物质的丰富并没有增加他们一些条件来减低他们的贫乏。
And the wealth in the materials did not take away any of their lacking and in their spiritual need.
但是这一位先生，他整个的着眼点都就是在物质的这个圈圈的里头。
But the focus of this man was in this boundary of material.
那么我们一读马可福音的时候
And so when we read the book of, the book of Mark,
我们就很清楚地看见
We can see very clearly
我们的主是来做神的仆人
Our Lord indeed come to be the servant of God
也是来做一个服侍人的人
And he also be a servant of men
但是你很清楚地看见
But very clearly we're able to see
他的着眼点不是在人物质生活的缺陷贫乏和空洞
That his focus was not on man and the lack of man and the poor and needy or the material and what they lack on earth.
而是重在人和神的那一个正常的关系。
But it is stressed upon the normal relationship between God and man.
让人活在来到神的面前是活得准确。
So that man, when men come into the presence of God, they can live accurately.
他没有赏面子给出。富有的人
He did not give any face to the wealthy
他也没有拒绝贫乏的人
And he did not reject any of the poor
因为在我们的主的心思里面他不是看人所有的是多少
Because in the sight of our Lord he did not see how much man had
他是看人在神面前究竟是怎样的一个光景
But he only focused on what that indeed thatcondition of that man is before God
那到了第二章的时候
and as we reach chapter 2
弟兄们你看到了过了一些日子主又再来到加百农
we can see that again he entered into Capernaum after some days
那我们留意圣灵的记录
now let's pay attention to the recording of the spirit
他到了加百农
he entered into Capernaum
那就到加百农了
And so what's about it?
有什么特别呢?
What's so special about it?
特别的是在这里。
And this is what is special.
当人听见那一个称为耶稣的现在又来到我们加百农。
And so when men heard that this man called Jesus again came to Capernaum,
就有许多人聚集到他所在的房子里。
And straight away many were gathered together in the house.
人只是听见他哦某某人来了
and the man only heard that so and so came
人就来寻找他
and so they came to seek after
那来寻找他做什么呢
and why did they seek after him
弟兄姊妹们从第二章的里头
brothers and sisters from chapter 2
我们特别的留意到一件事
we can especially see one thing
千万不要让五饼二鱼的那一个印象来影响我们读这个第二章里边的记录
do not allow the scene of the five bread and the two fish to affect our reading in this passage
因为在第二章的里边我们的主在哪里人都聚到他那里去
because in chapter 2 this recording is wherever our Lord is men gathered to where he is
主没有把饼给他们吃
our Lord did not give them bread to eat
主也没有给他们预备小鱼
our Lord did not prepare fish for them
我们留意
let us pay attention
当人都聚集在那里的时候
now when men gathered
我们的主就是把神的话语告诉他
our Lord just told them the word of God
他就是单一的告诉人神的心思是怎样
and he solely told men what the heart of God was
那这和我们从第一章最末了的时候所看过的就有一个很明确的呼应
and so this echoes what we saw at the end of chapter 1
因为在加百农那里曾经是这样他清早就到了旷野
And that was the scene in Capernaum that in the early morning he went to the desert places.
那许多人都到他住的地方去找他。
And many went to where he was dwelling to look for him.
门徒就出去要把他叫回来。
And the disciples want to seek after him to call him back.
我们的主就对门徒说。
And our Lord said to the disciples, I don't need to go back.
我们到别的城去。
Let us go elsewhere.
因为我来不是为医病赶鬼。
Because I did not come to heal the diseases.
我来乃是要把神的国的道传扬出来。
But I come to preach the word of the kingdom of God.
在第二章的时候，我们就看见。
And now in chapter 2 we see.
我们的主在那里，并不坐意在 叫人说你们来啊，有病的我给你医治。
Our Lord's focus was not on come, if you have illnesses, I will heal you.
没吃的我给你预备。
If you have nothing to eat, I will prepare for you.
有鬼附的我给你赶鬼。
If you have evil spirit, I will cast them out.
我们主没有做这样的宣传。
Our Lord did not proclaim himself this way.
他在加百农一个人的房子里。
And he was in the house in Capernaum.
人家听见就来找他。
Others heard and came looking for him.
找他做什么？
Why?
听我们的主在那里讲神的事。
To hear our Lord there speak on the matters of God.
当然加百农里边还是有一些人是需要得着物质这个范围里边的帮助的。
And of course, in Capernaum, there were still some who needed his help, regarding material matters.
但弟兄们，我们就从主在解决一些人的难处的时候所带出的结果上，我们看到一个很严肃的问题。
But on our Lord's dealing with that person's need, we can see a very serious matter.
我们留意第三节就说。
Now let us pay attention to
verse
3.
有人带着一个瘫子来见耶稣。
And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy.
四个人抬来的。
Which is four of four.
因为他是瘫子。
Because he was a cripple.
他不能走动。
He cannot move.
走到那个地方的时候。
And when they went there.
人很多了，已经把里边挤得满满的，连外头的那个空地都占满了。
Because it was so packed, and inside and even the court outside was full.
他们怎么办呢？
So what did they do?
他们就跑到那个人家的屋顶上。
And so they went on the roof.
把那个房顶都拆掉。
And they uncovered the roof.
然后把那个病人从上头拽下来。
And after they have broken it down, they let down the bed.
以色列地的房子都是比较矮。
And the houses in Israel are pretty low.
都是平顶的。
And they are flat roofs.
所以他们要这样做也不是太难。
And so for them to do this, it was not too difficult.
那么当这一个躺掉了的人带到主面前来的时候。
And so when they brought this one sick of the palsy before the Lord,
那我们的主就给他一个医治。
Then our Lord healed him.
许多时候我们读到这段经文。
And many times when we read this passage,
我们着眼点就放在这个瘫子得医治的事上。
We would focus our attention on the healing of this one who is sick.
而忽略了主在加百农所要表明的那个主题是什么。
But we neglect what is the theme our Lord wants to bring out in Capernaum.
当然在这一段的历史的里头。
And of course in this history,
你从主的角度来看，你能看到一些生命的造就。
Of course, from our Lord's edification, we can see some edification for our life.
你基于那个坛子的地位上来看，你也一样能碰到一些生命的造就。
And based upon on the viewpoint of this person who was sick, we can still see edification for life.
若是你从那四个把那个坛子抬来的人的身上去留意，你一样的看见一些造就的内容。
If we want to look at it from the angle of those four who bore the one who was sick, we can still see some content of edification.
但是弟兄姊妹，你细细看这一段话的时候。
But brothers and sisters, when we look here detail,
你发觉刚才所提到的那一些都不是这一段话的主题。
Then you notice what I've just mentioned, it is not the theme of these words.
尤其是我们的圣经头上说一只坛子，好像就已经把我们的心思圈在这个我们的主在那里一只坛子。
And especially when we see the title of this passage, it was healing of a crippled man, then we would focus our attention onto that matter.
但是实际的这一段话所要表达的究竟是什么？
But in fact, what are these words wanting to express to us?
我们求主借着圣灵的带领，叫我们不给那些属灵的学习的功课来绑住我们看不见主在这里所要表达的。
And may the Lord help us through the Spirit to let us see what we need to learn and not to be binded by the spiritual lesson.
那弟兄姊妹留意，当这个瘫子被带到主面前来的时候。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention when this sick man was brought before the Lord.
主看见他们里面有一个东西 是其他的人所没有的。
Our Lord saw something in them that none the others did not have.
许多人来求医治。
Many came to seek healing.
着眼点是在我要脱离这个疾病。
Was focused on that I must depart away from this illness.
我要脱离这一个软弱。
I must depart away from this weakness.
但是我们的主在这一个人的身上，或者在那抬他来的四个人的身上。
Or upon this person, or the four who brought him there, our Lord saw.
他所看见的不是这一个人求身体上的舒服。
That this person did not seek his body to be comforted.
而是看见他里面有一个寻找神的心思。
But saw within him he had a heart to seek after God.
承认神的心思。
To acknowledge God.
所以我弟兄姊妹你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
在别的福音书上面就说到来到主那里就请求耶稣给他医治。
In the other gospel books, you can see he came to ask the Lord to heal him.
但在马可福音里就没有看到这个。
But here in Mark, we did not see this.
你看见一个人带到主面前来。
You see someone brought before the Lord.
主就主动的跟他说。
And our Lord initiated speaking to him.
说什么呢？
What did he say?
小子。
Son.
你的罪赦了。
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是这一句话是这一件历史很重要很重要的主题。
Brothers and sisters, these words are a very important theme in this event.
因为在这一段话的里面，
because in these words,
他要让人看见这一位来到人中间的神的儿子。
It is to allow man to see that this Son of God who came into their midst, how is he to serve them? And where the important content of his service lies. We can almost say it this way. Our Lord has done much. But all these things bring back to this point. And those points, this fat point is in these words.
Son,
thy sins be forgiven thee.
那这句话说出了什么呢?
And so what does these words bring forth?
第一就说出主是谁。
First, it tells us who the Lord is.
第二就是说出神要借着他儿子到人中间来做什么。
Secondly, it tells us what God wants to do through his son he sent in their midst.
第三是让人知道神给人的恩典最高的最大的是怎么一回事。
And thirdly is to show man how great and high the grace that God wants to give to them.
那如果里边没有光的人，
If those within did not have light,
他们不会看到这一个。
They would not see this.
但是主看见这四个人跟那个坛子里面有这一个。
But when the Lord saw this crippled man and the four, he saw this.
当然他们有，但是肯定是不明确。
Of course, they did have it, but it was not clear.
那所以我们的主在碰到他们的时候，二话不说，只说小子，你的罪赦了。
So when our Lord met them, he did not say anything else except, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee."
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
你看到主是主动的把神最高最大。最重的那个恩典带出来。
You can see it was our Lord himself who initiated to bring forth the grace of God which was most high and deep and heavy to show them.
因着这样的一个带出来就显明他是谁。
And because of this, it reveals who our Lord is.
我们感谢主。
And we thank our Lord.
那这是非常重要的一点。
And this is a very important point.
虽然我们的主是说你的罪赦了，
and even though our Lord said thy sins be forgiven thee，
但是我们已经给带进救恩里面的人回头来看赦罪的这一个事实。
But brothers and sisters, for us who have already been saved to reflect on this fact of our sins being forgiven，
我们看见什么？
What do we see？
只是赦罪吗？
Is it just only our sins being forgiven？
当然不是。
Of course not。
赦罪是那个最起码的恩典。
The forgiveness of our sin is the very beginning of that grace.
但赦罪要带进一个很高的很荣耀的神的目的。
But the forgiveness of our sin is to bring us to a very high and glorious plan of God.
因为这个赦罪，人与神恢复交通。
Because through the forgiveness of our sin, we restore the relationship with God.
因着赦罪，人给带进神永远的旨意。
And because of that forgiveness, we are led into the eternal plan of God.
人接受赦罪，也更进一步的给带进，让神得着成全他永远的旨意的神所要用的人。
And our receiving of that forgiveness also allows God to bring us as a vessel into the plan of God whom he wants to use to complete his eternal plan.
所以我们不敢低估这一个你的罪赦了这一句话的内容。
So we dare not underestimate the content of these words, thy sins be forgiven thee.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
那么当主这样说的时候，
And so when our Lord said this,
当时有一些法利赛人和文士 在其中，
And in the midst of them at that time, there are some scribes and Pharisees.
他们一听主这样说，
And when they heard our Lord say this,
他们里面就过不去了。
It could not, they reasoned in their hearts.
因为在他们的宗教观念里头，
Because in their thinking in religion,
在他们的宗教的学习和习惯的里头，
In their habit and learning in their religion,
他们认定一件事情，
They only determine this.
神是独一的神。
That is only one God.
这个没有错。
That is not wrong.
但是他们就是把这样的，就让这样的一个观念来绑死了。
But because of this concept, it binded them.
而他们只看见神是独一的神。
And they only saw this fact that there is only one God.
却没有看见神给人设立献祭的事情所隐藏在里边的神的心思。
And yet they neglected the fact, the heart of God, when he had them establish the matters of the sacrifices.
他们也忽略了神对摩西宣告说，要在他们中间兴起一个弟兄来，这一个给兴起来的人，他的权柄比律法还要大。
And they neglected the fact that God proclaimed to Moses that amongst the brethren he was to raise one up whose authority was greater than the law.
而人抵触了律法，你还可以去献祭。
And when man sinned against the law, you can still sacrifice.
而如果人拒绝了这个给兴起来的人，他就没有办法得到赦免的路。
But yet when man rejects this brethren who was raised up in their midst, they do not have any other way to forgiveness.
因为律法上的话是说的那样的严厉的。
And because the words of the law were so strict,
这人必要在民中剪除。
That man shall be cut off from the people.
那就是说不能再在神做工的范围的里头。
That is to say, no longer are they in the plan of God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, we can see that is very important.
那这是文士们就是给宗教的观念捆绑。
And so the scribes, they were bound by the concept of religion.
哦，没有从神的话语里面看见神所要做的。
They did not see from the word of God what God wanted to do.
是他们心里面就在那里嘀咕。
And so they reasoned in their hearts.
这个是什么人？
Who is this?
他怎么可以说这样的话？
How can he speak such words?
弟兄姊妹，刚才我说那个话是说的不太准确。
Brothers and sisters, the words I said are not as accurate.
这个是什么人？
Who is this man?
是说在马太和路加的。
That is spoken in Matthew and Luke.
但在马可里边，你没有看见他们这样问。
But in Mark, you do not see them asking in this way.
他们问的就说，这个人为什么说这样的话？
They just say in Mark, why does this man speak such blasphemy?
那也就是说，这个人为什么做一些事情他不该做的？
And so that is to say, why does this person do something he should not do?
弟兄姊妹，这就是马可的特点。
Brothers and sisters, this is the special characteristic of Mark.
主的所做。
What our Lord does.
马太和路加是主的所事。
Matthew and Luke is who our Lord is.
但是不管是马太、马可、路加，
whether it be Matthew, Mark, or Luke,
提到这一件事情，是把主的所作和主的所事全都包括在里头。不过只是重点 不完全一样就是。
When it comes to recording of this event, it includes all who our Lord is and what He does, except that the emphasis is different.
所以你看这个人在哪里说呢？
And so here we can see these people saying, why does this man say such blasphemy? How can he do this? And he has spoken over line. And he has crossed the boundary too much. Aside from God, who can forgive sin? Who is he? How can he say to others that your sins are forgiven?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
刚才我说小子你的罪赦了这一句话是这段历史里边的主题现在我们看见了
Before I said that son thy sins be forgiven thee in this event is the main theme now we can see this
在一般人的里头他们不知道主是谁
In the common man they do not see who the Lord is
他们也不知道主所做的是根据什么
And they do not realize what our Lord has done what is it based upon
所以他们就在那里批评
And so there they're criticizing
在那里嘀咕
And there they're reasoning
又不敢明明地说
and they dare not say it outright
但是不说出来他 里头也不舒服
but yet if they do not express it they're not comfortable with it
所以这几个人很难为情了
and so these few feel very troubled
但是我们的主知道
but our Lord knew
所以他们不说主替他们说
and so before they even spoke then our Lord said it for them
主怎么对他替他们说呢
what did our Lord say to them
他说你们心里为什么这样议论呢
and he immediately said to them why do you reason within yourself this way
你们说说看
why don't you say it
对这个坛子说你的罪赦了
why don't you say it whether you, I say to this crippled man thy sins be forgiven
或者说起来拿你的褥子行走
or to say arise and take thy bed and walk
这两样事情哪一样比较容易做
these two things which is more easy to do
弟兄姊妹按人看来
brothers and sisters according to men
当然是说比较做容易了
of course it is easier to say than do
我说你的罪赦了
I say that thy sins be forgiven
那有没有赦免谁知道
if there is any forgiveness who knows
没人知道
no one knows
我就说你的罪赦了
I just say your sins are forgiven
你觉得是你的罪赦了就赦了吧
and if you feel your sins are forgiven then it is forgiven
但是你要说起来拿你的褥子行走
but if I was to say arise take thy bed and walk
你就不能光说了
I cannot just say it
你说了必须要兑现
after I said it must come true
你说了出来不兑现的话
if after I say it does not come true
那这个话是空话
then these words are empty
那所以如果这两句话要选择来说的话当然是说你的罪赦了是比较容易
and of course if you are to choose from saying these two sentences it's easier to say thy sins are forgiven
但是我们的主
but our Lord
不是因为这句话容易说所以他就选择说这一句话
it is not because it is easier to say it then he chose to say that
他乃是要借着这一句话来向人宣告他是谁
but it is through these words he is to proclaim to man who he is
但是并且他不单是在那里说
and not only does he say it there
同时他用他的所做来印证他的所说
at the same time he uses what he does to confirm what he says
所以我们的主很清楚地说
so our Lord clearly says
我不是选择一个容易的话来讲
I did not choose the words which is easier to say
我选择这一句话来讲
I chose to say these words
乃是要叫你们知道
it is so that you may know that I have the authority to forgive sins on earth
如果这样说那个表达我们的主就表达得不够完整
and if it was put that way then it is, does not express fully what our Lord wants to say
我们的主是这样说
our Lord said it this way
我要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄
but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins
弟兄姊妹，你留意的。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们的主不说我。
Our Lord did not say I.
我们的主说是人子。
Our Lord said the Son of Man.
当然，这个人子也就是主。
And of course, the Son of Man refers to our Lord. He is the Son of Man.
站在主的地位上面来说。
On the position of our Lord.
人子就是我，我就是人子。
The Son of Man is our Lord, and the Lord is the Son of Man.
但是我们的主。不用那个我字。
But our Lord did not use the word I.
他用那个人子这一个词。
But he used this term, son of man.
来代表他自己。
To represent himself.
这里面就有事情值得我们去做。
And so within this, we have details to pay attention to.
那一面当然说到这个人子是和旧约的先知上面的一些预言的应验有关联。
And of course, when it refers to this term, the son of man, it has to do with some prophecies.Being fulfilled by the prophets in the Old Testament.
但是在这里更重的给我们看见。
But here, even more heavily, we can see.
因为在马可福音一开头就说神儿子，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Because at the very beginning of Mark, we can see the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
老早就已经指出这一位耶稣是神的儿子。
Early, it already point out that this is the Son of God.
现在他活在人的中间。
And now he lives in the midst of men.
他所着重给人看见的。
What he wants man to see.
乃是他成了人。
It is that he became man.
他是一个人子在他们的中间。
That he is a son of man amongst them.
虽然他是人子。
And even though he is son of man.
但是他是带着赦罪的权柄。
But he has with him the power to forgive sins.
为什么他能带着赦罪的权柄？
Why is it that he can bring with him this authority?
因为他是神的儿子成为人子。
Because he is the son of God becoming the son of man.
并且以人子的这样的一个事实来解决人的一切的难。
And it is also in this fact that as the son of man, he takes care of all the spiritual problem man has between them and God.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们留意圣灵用的这个字真是用的很精的。
We notice that the words that the Spirit used is very fine.
人子。
The Son of Man.
在地上。
On earth.
原来他不是人子。
Originally, he is not the Son of Man.
现在他成了人子。
Now he has become the Son of Man.
原来他不在地上。
Originally, he is not on earth.
现在来到地上。
But now he has come on earth.
在地上做一位人子。
And on earth he is to become the son of man.
虽然在人那一方面没有看见他有什么特别。
And though man does not see anything special in him.
在人眼中他就是一个普通的人。
And in their view he is just an ordinary man.
但是他却不因为成为一个普通的人。
But not because he has become a common man.
就失去了他赦罪的权柄。
That he have lost his authority to forgive sin.
所以他说得很清楚。
And so he is very clear.
我要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
But that ye may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins.
哦，我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we praise our Lord.
因为他是用实际来显明权柄。
Because he used reality to manifest his authority.
没有实际，话语就成了。就成了空话。
Without that reality, then his words would become empty.
那我们的主就是用着那个实际来印证他的话语。
So our Lord uses that reality to confirm his words.
但印证他的话语是特别重在哪一个地方？
But to confirm his words, where is the emphasis on?
是重在他是谁？
It is on who he is.
他来做什么？
And what has he come to do?
弟兄姊妹们，这个是仆人。
Brothers and sisters, this is a servant.
他成为人。
He became man.
他要叫人得着服侍的益处。
He wants man to gain the benefit of his service.
而这个所有服侍的益处的最高点乃是最造成人与神的阻隔完全的给拿掉。
And the highest benefit of this service is that sin...which hinders us between God and us has been completely taken away.
那所以我们的主接上就说。
And so immediately our Lord says,
对着瘫子说。
He said to the sick of the palsy,
我吩咐你起来。
I say unto thee, arise.
拿你的褥子回家去吧。
And take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你如果看马太跟路加。
If you look at Matthew and Luke.
他没有我吩咐你这。我吩咐你这几句话。
He does not have this part of the sentence, I say unto thee.
那弟兄姊妹你注意，你留意英文。
So brothers and sisters, notice the English translation.
我对你说。
I say unto thee.
我们中文是因为太尊重我们的主的原来的所赐，所以在翻译上面就把神的那个心意这样翻出来，好像对主尊重，但结果是给对主说要表达的打了折扣。
And so, because the translator of the Chinese wanted to respect our Lord, and he translated that I command you, but yet because of this respect, it has taken away from who our Lord wants to express himself as.
你留意到马太跟路加说起来拿你的褥子走，那是一个命令的口气。
And you can see in Matthew and Luke, it is the attitude, the tone of a command when he tells the crippled man, arise and take up thy bed and go.
因为马太是王，当然是命令。
And so because in Matthew he is expressed as the king, so of course it is a command.
路加是一个真实的人，那当然也有权柄告诉说，他说你做什么。
And so in Luke he was shown as the perfect man, so he also has authority to command them what to do.
但是我们别忘了在马可福音里边，我们的主是站在一个仆人的地位。
But do not forget that in Mark, our Lord stands in the position of a servant.
所以你看见他那个圣灵记录的时候用那个词，我跟你说。
And so you can notice the terms, the words that the Spirit uses in recording this. I say unto thee.
你起来拿着你的日子回家去吧。
Arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy own house.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到那个味道。
Brothers and sisters, you can see the taste.
你就看到为什么是一个仆人。
Then you understand why is it a servant.
但是光是这个不是重点。
But just this alone is not the point.
重点是在什么地方呢？
Where is the point?
仍然那个人立刻就起来拿着日子就回家去。
And of course, immediately he arose, took the bed, and went forth home.
留意底下说了。
Pay attention then.
以致众人都惊奇。
In so much that they were all amazed.
威荣耀与神说。
And glorify God saying.
我们从来没有见过这样的。
We never saw it on this fashion.
弟兄姊妹，你又有聚会完了，有时间回去比较马太跟路加说这两句话。
And so brothers and sisters, if you have time, go home and compare these words in Matthew and in Luke with here.
弟兄姊妹们，你又看见了。
Brothers and sisters, again, you can see.
不同的地方在什么地方？
Where is the difference?
一个很明确、很明确的不同。
One very, very clear difference.
在这里非常着重，这一个服事的目的是什么？
Here it greatly stresses what is the purpose of this service.
在马太跟路加。
In Matthew and in Luke.
都有同样的意思。
They have the same meaning.
但是没有这样明确。
But it is not as evident as here.
那这里明确的是什么呢？
What is evident here?
乃是。
It is.
归荣耀与神。
And glorified God.
弟兄姊妹们，这就跟上文的那个小子，你的罪赦了，是彼此呼应的。
And so this echoes what was before. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
那我们看见这一位神儿子曾所做的那个仆人。
And so we can see the servant of the Son of God.
他是用神的恩典来供应人。
He uses the grace of God to provide for man.
但是这恩典的供应不是只是叫接受供应的人感觉舒畅。
But the provision of this grace not onlyAnd let the one who receive it be enjoyed.
乃是要把接受供应的人带进神的荣耀。
But it is to bring this person who received the grace into glory.
引进神荣耀的心思里。
To enter into the glorious will of God.
我们常常听到许多基督徒说啊
And many times we hear Christians say
啊特别在祷告的里面说啊
Especially in prayer
神啊帮助我们叫我们能容神一人啊
God help us to glorify you and to benefit others
但是你实际的去看呢
But when you in reality look at this
甚至你实际去看一些人的所谓荣耀神的容神一人的见证
And if you actually do see some of the testimony of those who pray in this way to glorify God and benefit men
看见是人得益处这个没有话讲
Then we would not have any words to say that man indeed gained the benefit
包括接受接受好处的人和做出好处给人的人
And that includes the one who does the good deed and the one who receives the benefit
你说一人那么 这一点是大概找不到什么地方去
And so the prayer in that part to benefit man we cannot say much about
但是说到荣神呢
But when you talk about glorifying God
我们不能不说这是非常缺欠的
But we cannot but say, indeed, this is a very matter that is very much lacking.
我们回到马可福音来看神儿子的服事。
And so when we return to Mark to look at the service of the Son,
我们实在看见那个服事的内容和方向。
Indeed, we can see the content of that service and the direction of that service.
表面上看来我们的主的服事是解决人身体的难处。
On the surface, it seems like he takes care of the problem of the man's body.
但是你看进去的时候
But when you look into it,
你留意到我们的主着眼点不是在这里
You can see the Lord's focus is not on this.
我们的主的着眼点是神的荣耀要给人遇见
Yes, our Lord's focus is on that God's glory must be met by man.
而这也就是我们所留意到的
And that's something we can see
头一天五饼二鱼给你们吃吧
On the first day I will feed you with the five bread and the two fish
第二天你再来
If you come again on the second day
那今天只可以吃的是生命的饼
And so today what you can only eat is the word of life
人就领会不过来了
And man cannot comprehend this
因为一般人所注意的都是身体的缺陷和和需要
Because in general man would only pay attention to what they need and what they lack bodily
但是这一位服侍神的人他里面所存的那一个点乃是人要遇见神的荣耀
But the servant of God in his heart what he is focusing on is that man must see the glory of God
我们感谢赞美我们的主
And we praise and thank our Lord
他一直到今天还是这样
Until today he is still the same
弟兄姊妹们你实在没有办法忽略这样的事实
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we cannot neglect such a fact.
人家说你们就是喜欢批评人。
Men say that you always love to criticize others.
其实我们不是愿意去批评人。
But in fact, it is not that we're willing to criticize others.
我们只是把这个事实说明就是。
But we are just stating the facts.
又这么一看现在近代的基督教。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at recent Christianity,
是不是或多或少已经堕落到一个社会工作的团体这种光景里
Is it true that much or less that they have fallen into a state that they are only a group organization who is into social work
那些自由派的人固然是这样
And those liberals of course are like this
现在你看见就是称为福音派的人
And even you may see those evangelists
他们还是一个非常严肃的问题
Brothers and sisters, that is a very serious problem
如果什么时候人的眼目从神的荣耀那里挪移而转移到只看见人的需要的时候
whenever it is that man's focus is taken aside from seeing the glory of God and only seeing what man needs.
那我们不能不说，如果我们是这样，我们的路就开始走错了。
We cannot but say, even if our road is like that, then it is on starting to go wrong.
我们顾念人的缺欠。
We are mindful of man's needs.
但是我们不把人的缺欠代替神的荣耀的要求。
But we do not use the needs of man to take the place of the requirement of the glory of God.
而是真实的准确的服侍并归是神的荣耀放在前头。
But the true and accurate service must place the glory of God before.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
那然后我们又看另外一件事。
And then we can see something else.
仍然是在加百农。
It is still in Capernaum.
加百农就是在加利利海边上。
And Capernaum, it is by the seaside of the Sea of Galilee.
那我们的主就到了海边那里。
And so he went forth again by the seaside.
很多人也跟着他。
And the multitude resorted unto him.
来听他的教训。
And he taught them.
那弟兄姊妹留意。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这从第一章。到这里已经三次很突出的指明我们的主是用着神的话语去教导人过于用他手中所做的来叫人得舒畅。
And so already here notice that already three times it emphasizes to us that our Lord uses the word of God to preach and teach themmore than he uses his actions to let them enjoy comfort.
众人到了他那里，他就把神的话给他们。
And so when the multitude went to him, he taught them with the word of God.
那这些人听见神的话，是不是马上就跟随？那这个是另外一件事。
And so whether the people after they hear the word of God immediately follow, that is another issue.
有许多时候啊，人就是这样的，把那个主客。那个位置来翻转过来。
And many times man would shift that accurate position.
从按人的道理来说也很蛮清楚的。
And so according to man's logic, this is also very clear.
你不给他一些有兴趣的东西把他绑在这里，你要讲神的话他就听不进去。
You must use something very interesting so that you will let them remain. If you just tell them the word of God, they're not interested to stay.
那先把他们留住在这里 用一些他们的兴趣。
So you must use some of their interests to do something to let them remain.
特别在这些年间呢，做青年工作的那常常会碰到这样的情形。
Especially in the recent year when it is the work to the youth, you can encounter this.
我们不是说不可以这样做。
We're not saying you cannot do it this way.
但是我们不能不注意那个先后的次序和轻重的分配。
But we must pay attention to the fact what is first and second and what is more emphasized heavily and less.
如果我们把这一些与主没有直接关系的东西放在主位。
Now if we place in the forum those matters that does not have direct relationship with the Lord.
然后把主放在次要的位置。
And then place our Lord secondary.
把主的话语放在次要的位置。
And to place our Lord's words as secondary.
弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters.
事实跟我们的想象就是两样。
And the reality and what we think or hope for is different.
你给他安排玩耍的事情，哇，他们很高兴热闹。
You can arrange all these events for them to enjoy and they can have a great time.
等到你转过来要把他带到主的生命的恩典的里面去的时候。
But now you want to turn it around and bring them into the grace of the life of God.
人就觉得淡而无味。
And then man would feel it is tasteless.
就是为这是一个二鱼的翻版。
Brothers and sisters, that is a copy of the five fish and two bread.
这样大的事实已经是摆在我们面前。
And that great event already has been placed before us.
但是我们人就是这样， 好像那个事情跟这个事情并不调在并没有关联。
But that is how man is. It seems like those two matters have nothing to do with each other.
事实上是有关联。
But in fact, it does.
那是不是说那我们就不被管那些呢？
Does that mean that we don't need to do any of that?
也不是。
No.
我们只是说。
But what we're saying is,
缘即轻重先。
We have to pay attention to this issue, what is first and second, and to balance what is more heavy and what is more light. And we praise and thank our Lord. We can see as our Lord was walking on earth, it is his theme to feed man the word of God. And it is secondary what he does with his hands.
所以当他在那个海边行走的时候看着利未坐在哪里
And so as he was walking by the seaside he saw Levi
是坐在税关上这是大概在海边很多人来那么利未是一个税吏长啊他就在那里设立一个关卡收税
And so because maybe many came by the seaside so Levi was a tax gatherer so he set up his tax booth there to collect the taxes
当我们的主看见他的时候就招呼他
And so when our Lord saw him He called him
来跟从我
Come follow me
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们看到这是一个很不简单的事情
We see this is something not simple
那说到利未在那里收关税
And so when you talk about Levi collecting the taxes there
主要就是收那个商业税
And it is a tax for the business, for the merchants
稍微说一下当年罗马人统治犹大的时候他们的那个税收的制度
And so just to let you have some background on the system of the when Rome conquered Judah
那犹太人看税吏是非常的看不起的。
The Jews despise the tax gatherers.
你在这里也看到，他们把税吏和罪人摆在一起。
And here you can also see they place the tax gatherers and sinners on the same level.
那为什么呢
？Why?
因为罗马人在犹大的统治，他们收商业税是这样进行的。
Because this is the situation with the tax gatherers when Rome conquered Judah.
不像美国有一个国税局又有省州税局。
It is unlike the system in the U.S. now. There is the federal tax and the state tax.
甚至还有那个郡的税所。
Or maybe even now some tax bonds the
county.
And now there are some county tax collectors.
他们是这样。
They work this way.
在每一个地区就投标。
In each region, they have this auction.
在这个地区里边，他要收多少税
？And in this region, the bid is to collect this much tax.
他有一个底价。
So that is there is this calling price.
那些人呢，就来做买卖一样。
And so it is like a business.
来投标了。
And so they bid for this.
谁出的价高？
And whoever have the highest bid,
谁就负责收这一个地方上的税。
Then that person would win the responsibility to collect the tax in this region.
比方说
For example,
在这个地区他要收一万块钱一年。
In this region, they are to collect $10,000 a year in taxes.
专出给一万一。
And John Chu was bidding $11,000.
我给一万二。
And I would bid
$12,000.
And William were to bid
$13,000.
Then you would know who would become the tax gatherer in this region.
但是这个是你投到了那个标，你必须要。
And so this bid, you win the auction, you must give this amount to the Roman Empire.
但是这个是买卖啊。
And so that is like a trade.
那我光是给他收了我一点好处都没有，我改了我为什么要做这样的事呢？
And so because this is a business, if I'm just merely helping the government to collect the taxes, what does that benefit me?
所以当时罗马人给那个税吏有一个权柄。
And so the Romans gave the tax gatherers this authority.
没有税率的。
There was no tax law.
只要你那个税率，你说多少就收多少。
And so there is no percentage. You want to collect whatever amount you want, you do.
他本来是只该两块钱的税的。
And so maybe if you, for example, it should be $2 tax.
他说十块。
And they say it is $10 tax.
你就得要给他十块。
Then you must pay $10 tax.
当时的税率的情形大概就是这个样。
And so this was the approximate situation of the tax collecting at that time.
税率恨死了。
And so at that time, the Jews hated the tax collectors.
那现在利未就在那里当税吏。
And so now Levi was a tax gatherer.
主走过的时候说，你跟从我来。
And so after when the Lord was walking by, follow me.
那税吏就果然就这样跟随他。
And so Levi just followed that way.
这个话也真是有意思。
And this is very meaningful.
你留意主呼召那四个门徒的时候，
When you notice our Lord's call to those four disciples,
来跟从我，我要叫你们得鱼人鱼得鱼一样。
Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
但在呼召利未的时候，
But here, when he calls Levi,
没有任何应许。
There is no promise.
你来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
弟兄姊妹，你能想象得到
？Brothers and sisters, you can just imagine.
跟随主
，this following the Lord in this way.
那就是叫税吏把他的最赚钱的那一个生意全关掉。
It is for this tax collector to close this business, which makes him a lot of money.
但是稀奇的。
But what is amazing?
利未好像没考虑就跟上来。
Seems like Levi did not consider and just followed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从这个经历上面去留意。
Brothers and sisters, if we pay attention from this experience,
你留意到一件什么事呢？
What can we notice?
为什么利未肯这样做？
Why is it that Levi was willing to do so?
圣经没有说清楚。
The scriptures do not say it clearly.
但是根据上文，我们能了解。
But according to the pretext, we can notice.
这一个呼召。
This calling of our Lord.
对一个满有财富的人发出一个呼召。
To this very rich man and called him in this way.
而这一个满有财富的人不顾一切就跟随了主。
And this wealthy man did not consider anything and followed the Lord.
有什么能叫他？产生这样大的变化。
What is it that caused such a great change in him?
这个变化的确是很大。
Indeed, this was a great change.
这里的经文完全没有提。
It did not record in the scriptures here.
但是我们要是接着上文的那个意思上来，我们就能体会一点。
But if we read on from the pretext, then we can understand a little bit.
在主这个呼召的里面，利未碰见了神的荣耀。
Upon this calling, Levi encountered the glory of God.
他碰见神的荣耀在哪一个方面，我们也不知道。
We don't know in what aspect of the glory of God he encountered.
但从实际上来说，如果没有这个事实在这里，你怎么能叫利未肯放下他说税吏的这个好处。
But as the foundation, we can say that without seeing the glory of God, what would cause Levi to depart away from this business which made him a lot of money?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们从这样的一个历史的里面又看见我们的主的服事。
From this little bit of history, again, we can see our Lord's service.
他就是把人带到神的面前。
He is to bring man before God.
人一遇见神就遇见神的荣耀。
And when man sees God, then they will encounter his glory.
那这是一个仆人服事的那个方向。
And so this is the direction of a servant.
是把人带到主的面前。
It is to bring
神的面前。
It is to bring man into the presence of God.
叫人和神直接的发生生命的关系。
so that man would have a direct relationship with the life of God.
现在好了。
Now,
利未这样的一转过来。
When Levi changed this way,
他就把主招招接待到家里去。
He invited the Lord into his house.
那主就在他们家中坐席了。
And so as they were enjoying the feast at his house,
还有很多人。
There was many who sat together.
那些人都是那些宗教界的人看不起的。
And those were the people despised from those people of religion.
这里就说好些税吏。
Many tax gatherers.
罪人。
And sinners.
都是人所看不起。
And those are what is despised by man.
但是我们的主没有推却他们。
But our Lord did not reject them.
主就和他们一同坐席。
Our Lord sat and ate with them.
那些法利赛人又说话了。
And then the scribes and Pharisees said again.
他们不敢直接跟主说。
They dare not say it directly to the Lord.
他们找到主的门徒来质问。
And so they said unto his disciples.
你们的老师怎么会和罪人和罪吏坐席的？
How is it that your teacher eat and drink with the tax gatherers and sinners?
难道他不知道那些人是罪吏是罪人吗？
Does he not know that they are tax gatherers and sinners?
他们都是不洁净的。
They are unclean.
怎么可以跟他们在一起呢？
How can he be with them?
那如果按照宗教的观念来看，
Now according to the concept of religion,
他们所说的也对。
It is right what they say.
就像上面的你又不是神，你怎么能给人赦，告诉人说你赦免人的罪呢？
It is just like before when they said that only God can forgive sins and you're not God. How can you say that his sins are forgiven?
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
人可以这样顶撞他。
Man can rebel against him this way.
但是他很知道他是来服侍人的。
But he knows he came to serve man.
所以主回答他们的时候就说了一个非常非常明确的话。
And so when our Lord heard it and replied to them, he said something very clear.
他说康健的人用不着医生。
They that are whole have no need of the physician.
有病的人才用得着。
But they that are sick.
我来本不是召义人，乃是召罪人。
But I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
这话有两面的领会。
Now there are two sides to understanding these words.
一面是告诉那些法利赛人。
On the one hand, it is to tell the Pharisees.
为什么我们的主跟税吏和罪人在一起？
Why is it that our Lord were with the tax gatherers and sinners?
另外一方面也告诉，还是告诉法利赛人。
On the other hand, it is also to tell the Pharisees.
我来是召罪人。
I came to call the sinners,
不是召义人。
Not to call the righteous.
如果地上有义人，
If there were righteous people on earth,
我不必来了。
Then I need not to come.
对别人来说，
To others,
他们也许不明白。
Maybe they do not understand.
对这些文士来说，
But to these scribes,
他们不可能不明白。
They must understand this.
因为没有义人，连一个都没有，这是诗篇上面的话。
And because these are the words in Psalm, there is no one righteous, not even one.
不是新约里面的话。
It is not words from the New Testament.
其他的人不懂。
Others may not know.
文士不可能不懂。
But the scribes would surely know.
当我们的主一点出这个事情的时候，
And so when our Lord pointed this out,
我来不是召义人。
I came not to call the righteous.
但是在地上在哪里去找一个义人？
Where are you to find a righteous man on earth?
你看见这些人是罪人和罪是罪吏。
And so you see these people as sinners and tax gatherers.
但你有没有看见你在神面前又是什么样的人？
But also do you see how you are before God?
好像主很斯文地对他们说，你们也不是义人。
And so this very courteous, it seems like that our Lord is telling them, you also are not righteous.
说神的话语的时候，
So when I come to preach the word of God,
你们也来听吗？
You should also come and listen.
虽然你们没有跟我一块坐席，
Even though you do not sit at the table with me,
但是你们来就证明你们还是要寻求义。
But you came, so it proves that you are seeking after righteousness.
你们为什么要寻求义呢？因为你们还是没有义。
Why is it that you're seeking after righteousness? Because you are yet to be righteous.
我们的主说出这句话的。
And so when our Lord said these words,
明明是告诉他们说，
it is very clearly to tell them,
这些罪人和罪吏他们不健康，所以我要 和他们在一起。
And so these tax gatherers and sinners are not healthy, so I have to be with them.
你们虽然没有跟我在一起，但是你们也是病人。
And even though you are not with me, you too are those who are sick.
因为你们也不是义人。
Because you are also not righteous.
除了没有义人，连一个都没有的这个事实以外。
Aside from this fact, there is no one righteous, not even one.
他们也不可能不记得。
They cannot but also know
以赛亚书上的话说,
the words of Isaiah.
你们的义不过是破烂的衣服,
your righteousness are but rag.
你以为自己有义,
you think you have righteousness.
但是你的义在神眼中不过是破烂的衣服,
but your righteousness before the sight of God are filthy rags.
你的羞耻,
you cannot cover your shame.
说你还是要来寻找这一位做仆人的神的儿子。
And so you still need to come to seek after this servant, the Son of God.
我们感谢主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在主说了这些话的时候。
So after our Lord said these words,
我们很明确的又看见神的儿子做仆人的服事。
Also very clear, we can see the service of the Son of God as a servant.
是供应恩典。
It is to provide grace.
不是做买卖。
It is not as a business.
立位是做买卖。
Levi was for in a business.
但我们的主是供应恩典。
But our Lord provides grace.
供应恩典是一个服事。
To provide grace is a service.
但这个服事的目的是把人带到神的面前。
And the purpose of this service is to bring man before God.
利未是做买卖。
Levi was in a business.
他在那里没有恩典。
There's no grace there.
只是惹人讨厌。
It is only to gain man's despise.
文士在哪里所表现的也都是 同一个类型。
And so what the scribes express is also in the same type.
因为他只看见别人不对，没有看见自己也是一样的缺陷。
Because they only saw that others were not right, yet they did not see their own shortcomings.
但是我们的主说他来是召罪人。
But our Lord said he has come to call sinners.
他不是召义人。
He did not come to call the righteous.
所以他是用恩典，用神的恩典怜悯来服侍人。
So he is using the grace of God to serve man with mercy.
叫人脱离罪人的地位和事实。
And so that man can depart away from the position and fact of a sinner.
而被给带回神的家中。
So that they can be brought back into the house of God.
那么接下去我想 简单的提提 把第二章看完。
And so I just want to mention lightly so we can finish chapter 2。
那么到十八节以后，
after verse 18，
又因着另外的一些事情引出一个问题来。
Because of other matters it brought forth another issue，
那就是禁食的问题。
And that is the matter concerning fasting。
那个时候法利赛人禁食。
At that time the Pharisees fast.
约翰的门徒禁食。
And the disciples of John fast.
但是你很显然地看到我们的主的门徒就没有禁食。
But apparently you did not see the disciples of our Lord fasting.
那站在一个宗教的观念，特别是犹太教的观念的人来看，这个事情怎么可以呢？
And so in the concept of religion, especially in Judaism, how can this be?
所以他们又来质问。
And so once again they come asking the Lord.
这一下他们感觉他们有胆量。
And so this time they felt they had the courage.
不是说去问门徒了，是直接来问主了。
So they did not ask the disciples but directly to the Lord.
他们说约翰的门徒。
They said the disciples of John.
和法利赛人的门徒。
And of the Pharisees used to fast.
你的门徒都不禁食。
Why do your disciples not fast?Why? Brothers and sisters,
这个问题一直问到今天人还没有弄清楚。
This question is asked until today and still man is not clear.
我不知道我是不是太过分。
I don't know if I'm being over the borderline.
如果我们从旧约开始看，
If we look starting from the Old Testament,
我们在律法的里头你找不到禁食的吩咐。
In the law you do not see this command of fasting.
但是你从旧约的人的风俗上面呢，你就看到有禁食的 记录。
But from the customs of the people in the Old Testament, you can see this tradition of fasting.
那究竟禁食这一件事情是律法呢，还是习惯？
And so this matter of fasting, in fact, is it in the law or is it from habit?
我们也看到以赛亚书上也这样提过，撒加利亚书上也提过，主说你们的禁食算的是什么。
And we see this mentioned in Isaiah and in Zechariah. What does your fasting count as?
来到四福音的时候，这个问题又给提出来。
And so in the four Gospels, this issue is brought about again.
我们可以说犹太教里边对禁食他们这一个遗传是蛮重要的。
We can say that in Judaism, this tradition of fasting is very important to them.
这一个心思啊，影响了回教，回教比犹太教更厉害。
And so this thought affected the Muslims, and they are even more strict with this.
在回教的里面，他们进食的那个时间跟那个次数厉害得很。
And the number of times and the period of fasting in the Muslim religion is even more greater.
所以站在一个宗教的立场上面来看呢，禁食这一件事情是了不起。
And so in this concept of religion, this matter of fasting is a great thing.
甚至给人一个观念，禁食就可以改变神。
And so it gives man this concept that as long as you fast,you can change God.
或者用另外一个说法来说，就是禁食可以感动神，不得不怜悯我们。
And so you can put it in another way. If you fast, it can stir and move God so that he must have mercy upon us.
那如果我们细细的去留意，
And so if we pay attention,
在使徒行传的开头，我们还看到禁食。
In the beginning of Acts, we can still also see fasting.
但是一到了使徒行传的下半，再加上在书信里面，你如果我没有记错的话，就再也没有提到禁食的事。
In the second half of Acts, along with the epistles, if I remember correctly, it does no longer mention this matter of fasting.
那么我们就要问了，那禁食是对还是不对？
And so then we must ask, is it right to fast or not?
我们不必去管对或是不对。
We don't need to be mindful if it's right or not.
有些弟兄他们觉得需要禁食，那就让他去禁食。
Some brothers may feel you need to fast, so let them fast.
不过禁食也有没有属灵的好处，我们不说，不过对身体来说还是有点好处。
I don't know if there's any spiritual benefits to fasting, but to the body, there are some.
但是如果要拿禁食作为与神交换恩典的一个方法，那是绝对的错。
But to use fasting as an exchange for God's grace, that is absolutely wrong.
那当时为什么约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒去质问主的时候？
And so the disciples of John and the disciples of Pharisee went to ask the Lord.
那我们的主就说了这么一些话，关乎那个禁食。
Our Lord gave them these words concerning fasting.
他说，新郎还在的时候，他们怎么可以禁食？
Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom was with them?
但是日子到了，新郎要离开他们。
But the day will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them.
弟兄姊妹们，注意这句话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
那日。
And then.
那日。
And then that day.
他们就要禁食了。
Shall they fast in those days?
那弟兄姊妹们细细留意这里的话。
So brothers and sisters, pay close attention to these words.
你活在与主同在的光景里。
If you live in the condition with the Lord,
禁食是没有必要。
There is no need to fast.
但是 主当时说的就是说，等到有天他要给钉十字架，他要给接到天复活，接到天上去。
But our Lord is saying that one day he is to be crucified and to be taken to heaven.
新郎离开他们。
And so the bridegroom departs away from them.
主同在的那个事实不存在了。
And so the fact that the Lord is with them is no longer there.
在这种情形的里头。
And in those situations,
他们也要禁食一下。
Then they shall fast.
好专心的去寻求神。
To seek with a pure heart after God.
禁食乃是要给人让人有预备一个纯净的心去等候神。
And so to fast is to give them a heart to seek after God which was pure and waiting.
但是我们注意主在这里说的话。
And so here when we notice the words of our Lord.
他说与新郎同在的时候，你不需要禁食。
When the bridegroom of you, is with you, why do you need to fast? How can you fast?
等到那个新郎离开你们的时候，你们就需要禁食。
But when the bridegroom shall be taken away, then you shall fast in those days.
然后底下主说那几句话就真有意思。
And then the words that our Lord says afterwards is very meaningful.
没有人把新布补在旧衣服上。
No one sews a new piece of clothing on an old garment.
没有人把新酒放在旧皮袋里。
And no one puts new wine into old bottles.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为不合宜。
It is not appropriate.
新布补在旧衣服衣服上啊，那就要把旧那个旧衣服也再弄破一点。
And so if you put on the new piece of clothing onto the old garment, then it is to make the old garment even more torn.
新酒放在旧皮袋里啊，那个长列的酒精把那个已经发硬的牛皮啊。更让它发硬就破裂了。
And so when you put the new wine, which is strong, into the old skin bottle, which is hardening, then it would even harden the bottle even more.
那是什么意思?
What does that mean?
不要把新布补在旧衣服上。
Do not put the new piece of clothing onto the old garment.
如果旧衣服破了，找着旧布来补补就好。
And so if the old garment is torn, then use old garment to patch it on.
新酒就放在新皮袋里，那这样可以牢固一点。
And so if you put new wine in the new bottle, you can keep it longer.
那说清楚那是什么意思?
So to be clear, what does that mean?
到了这样的一个时候,
in this time,
跟随主的人必须要有一个更新的观念去认识主的做工的法则来跟随主。
Those who follow the Lord at this time must be renewed in their minds to have a renewed spirit to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这样跟禁食有什么关联？
And so then you ask, what does this have to do with fasting? It is very much related.
那究竟要不要禁食呢？
Then in fact, you need to fast.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
如果我们看得到主的心思的话，
If we see the heart of our Lord,
我们不去论断那些愿意禁食的弟兄，我们佩服他们在主面前这样的单纯。
We do not need to judge those brothers who are fasting. We respect for their purity before the Lord in that way.
但是我们也得学习尊重主说话的权柄。
But we also need to learn to accept the authority of the word of the Lord.
主在这里说话是说出一件什么事呢?
What are the words of the Lord telling us here?
你能活在与主同在的光景里。
If you're able to live in this condition, abiding with the Lord,
你就不必要依靠禁食。
Then you need not rely on fasting.
因为禁食只是能满足你宗教的良心。
Because fasting can only satisfy your conscience of a religion.
却没有很实际的叫我们进入与神的关系的里头。
But does not practically allow for us to enter into this relationship with God.
但是底下就说，本意只有一天，新郎要离开他们，那时他们就要禁食了。
And then it says, though, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days.
的确，有这样的事实。
Yes, there will be this fact.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我们的主离开他们的那些日子，他们的确要禁食悔改。
When our Lord departed away from them, in those days they must repent and fast. Because they dare not follow the Lord and to confess the Lord. Even Peter denied the Lord 3 times. So then they need to fast. But after our Lord was risen,
等到那个圣灵把神儿子耶稣基督的那个救恩住在我们身上的时候呢
？But when what about after the Spirit, the Holy Spirit does the salvation of the Son of God upon us?
弟兄，你看到没有
？Brothers and sisters, do you see?
我们的主在哪里
？Where is our Lord?
住在我们里面。
He abides in us.
与我们同住的这个事情比当日与门徒同在的那个事情更深入了。
His indwelling in us is even more deep and even more clearer than the fact that he was living with the disciples in those days.
如果我们里面真是有这个看见
If truly within we have this vision,
我们就晓得
Then we would know
究竟在新月的日子里头还要不要强调这个禁食的问题
In fact then in the days of the New Testament do we still need to stress on this point of fasting
正如在新月的日子里边还需要不需要强调那个十分拿一的那个问题十一奉献的问题
Just as the same tokenIn the New Testament, do we need to stress on that point of offering one-tenth?
哦，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的是看见神的儿子他降卑他自己做仆人而把神所有的丰富来服侍我们的时候
If indeed we see that the Son of God humbled himself to be the servant and to use the fullness of God to serve us
我们就知道我们在主的面前是如何的准确的去跟随他
Then we know how we should follow after him accurately
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这里
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight
我本来也是准备交通到这里
I originally intended to share and my sharing here
因为从23节以后就归入安息日的那个这一个范围里边去
Because starting from verse 23 it is entering into this fact about Sabbath
我们巴不得圣灵透过马可福音叫我们看得见我们的主他是怎样服侍人并且是用什么来服侍人
May the Holy Spirit through the gospel according to Mark show us his service to man and how he serves man
我想晚上交通就停在这里
I think we will end our sharing here tonight